You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new report into the New Zealand mental health sector has highlighted some very serious concerns. The People's Mental Health Report invited those with experiences in the sector to share these stories, receiving over 500 replies from both patients and staff. BFM reporter Katie Doyle spoke to one of the report's contributors, Mike King, to learn more, beginning with the question of why now is the perfect time to conduct an inquiry.
I think the report's long overdue. We all know through the cases that have been in the media of late that there are huge problems with our mental health services, and the government has said that they're wanting to throw more money at the problem, but I always think that we should do a stock take of the services that are already available, find out what's working, find out what's not working before we actually make changes to the service itself.
Now, I just want to discuss some of the findings of this report. 36% of the stories submitted were about accessing mental health and people needing to be at an absolute crisis point before being seen. What are your thoughts on this, and what can be done to rectify this issue?
Well, let's make one thing perfectly clear first. There was an open call for people to submit their experiences with the mental health service, whether they were people accessing services or people who work in services. And you're always going to get people who have had a negative experience more motivated to answer that call. So we're not suggesting that any of these figures are indicative of mental health services. They're just giving us a broad outline of people's experiences. So 93% of people who responded to the call said that access was the primary problem with mental health service. The overriding theme was, we're doing what everyone is telling us to do. We're picking up the phones. We're going to the computers. We're asking for help. But when we're doing that, the help's not there. I really believe that the government weren't prepared for, and the DHBs weren't prepared for, the overwhelming number of people who would access that service when they put the call out.
And how do you think they should be more prepared?
Funding increases, number one, you know, to help frontline services cope with the overwhelming amount of people that are trying to access service. Number two, an independent inquiry into the mental health services as they stand right now. There's no point in trying to fix something when you don't know what's broken. So an independent inquiry, an independent commissioner, an independent oversight commissioner. Currently, the mental health system evaluates itself, and we know from experiences with the likes of the New Zealand Police, you need an independent complaints authority to give an unbiased view on people's complaints and people's needs, and finally education and schools.
Now, going back to the inquiry, if one was done tomorrow, for example, what would you hope to kind of achieve from that?
Better outcomes for vulnerable New Zealanders is the ultimate aim of everything. This inquiry shouldn't be seen as politically destabilising or anyone having a go at mental health services, because the fact of the matter is, for most New Zealanders, they have a very good experience once they get into the system. It's getting into the system that's the hard part. So I would like an inquiry to come back and report on what is working in the system and how we can replicate those services to provide a better service for people, what's not working in the system and how we can boost those services to make them more effective, and most of all, make help more widely available for vulnerable New Zealanders. A classic example of where the system is breaking down is, I got contacted by someone this morning whose employee attempted suicide, and they got to this person at 1 o'clock this morning. They dropped them at the hospital to emergency services. At 3 o'clock that morning, 2 hours later, after a serious attempt at taking their own life, this person was dropped back at the employer's door. No one wanted to talk to them. They just dropped this person at the door and left. So if that's not a system that's overwhelmed, I don't know what is.
So you talk about the system being overwhelmed, and I just want to bring that back to staff, because I understand that 23% of the stories found in the survey were from staff, and how they have a lot of strain placed on them. Are there support services for staff, and are they working? Is there stuff we can do better?
Short answer, no. Staff or help for any vulnerable New Zealanders, whether they're staff members or whether they're just people in crisis, are in short supply. Waiting times of between 6 weeks and 6 months is absolutely ridiculous, especially in the field of face-to-face consultations. They're almost non-existent. Jonathan Coleman said the other day that they had increased nursing staff by 17%. I would say if he increased counselling staff by 17%, you wouldn't need 17% increase in nursing staff. Our mental health services at the moment are a reactive organisation. You have to be in crisis before you can access help. My question is, where is the preventative services? You know, what's happening to stop people reaching crisis points before needing to access the help?
So would you say that we need to place more funding on preventative measures before, crisis point?
Absolutely. In the area of suicide prevention in New Zealand, there is no prevention. It is all intervention. Our current suicide prevention strategy is, here's what to look for in a suicidal person. That's not prevention. That is intervention. Boosting funding for families who have lost someone to suicide, that's not prevention, that's postvention. Obviously, both of these services are critical. But where is the preventative work? Currently in schools, 40% of young people in school will have a suicidal thought before they leave school. 40%. And that's not shocking. That's just normal. We should make people aware that this is normal. Everyone has crises in their life where they think a thought. Usually it's a one-off thought, but think, what's the point? It is normal. What is not normal is that 80% of those people will never ask for help. And the reason they never ask for help is because they're worried about the judgment of other people. So where is the preventative measure? Where is the upskilling of the general public, people who know nothing about mental health services, who know nothing about suicide prevention, but whose judgmental attitude is having the greatest effect on our vulnerable Kiwis? So, programs like 13 Reasons Why are absolutely fantastic, because they are finally putting the spotlight on attitudinal societal's attitude and how our attitudes often affect vulnerable people. And I think there needs to be a lot more work done in that area, in the area of destigmatization.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.